Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you could do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, looks like even the lamestream media has to admit that left-wing extremism is linked to psychopathy and narcissism. But why are they changing their tune now? It's because they see that the right has risen and they want to pander to a new non-woke audience. The left pretends to be about having compassion, but it's all about virtue signaling that they have moral superiority, even though they don't actually have any morals at all. Narcissists also aren't fully human and lack empathy. Moving on, here's another woman named Muriel, trying to promote the idea that you're a PDF file if you date a much younger woman than yourself. The White House press secretary is with a man more than twice her age, and post-wall 40 and 50-something-year-old cat ladies can't compete with younger women, so they have to demonize this sort of behavior. Carolyn Leavitt is 9 years over the age of 18, but that doesn't seem to matter in today's world. How is 27 underage? Number three, when buying a woman gifts, always keep the receipts in case she's ungrateful. A real man doesn't buy flowers, though. I always refuse to buy flowers for women, and they still stuck around. I don't think she's pissed off about the flowers. More likely at their presentation. She's being forced to pick them up before she sits down. Remember, treat them mean to keep them keen. If you treat them well, they usually aren't happy. Almost like they get upset at themselves because they don't deserve to be treated so well. Up next, Canada has a housing crisis, yet it still won't build housing in the big red circle. Why is that? Because that's where Bigfoot lives. Not to mention polar bears, and it's just way too cold. But to be fair, those are big islands near Greenland, which would make great places for refugees. But the most important reason is because of zoning laws. You can't build within 2,000 miles of Santa Claus. Plus, most of the forests up there are boreal forests with permafrost. Not great for development. Number five, people are now seeing that there's a huge issue with the Ace Ventura Pet Detective film, which fans are now noticing. Yeah, Captain Winky, and it's probably only fans under the age of 30 that care about that. The fans over 40 noticed it a long time ago and we don't care. I guess I'll just have to go and watch Crocodile Dundee instead. Then again, he feels up the balls on a dude in a dress, so I guess that's problematic as well. Seems to me the young audiences are way too sensitive and offended by everything. That's why films suck these days. Moving on, here's a real delusional take. Ukraine's first lady says that women are bearing the brunt of the war. Hundreds of thousands of men lose their lives, women most affected. Men aren't buying this insanity anymore. She doesn't look like she's suffering though and goes on long expensive shopping sprees using American taxpayer money. Hillary Hilton agrees with her and says that the biggest victims of war are the women because they lose their fathers, sons, i.e. love slaves, in combats. Number seven, speaking of the Clintons, Chelsea Clinton, Dr. Fauci, and the CEOs of Moderna and Pfizer will speak in the Vatican at a conference focusing on health and the soul. Are they going because Satan wasn't available to make an appearance? And speaking of Chelsea Clinton, she'll be worth hundreds of millions one day and used to live off of $4 million a year from USAID, apparently. Thanks, Elon, for getting her off the government teat. All that, and she still hasn't accomplished anything yet. Up next, the old McDonald's will always be better than the new one. The new one looks like a Russian gulag cafeteria. It used to look like a place for kids and now looks like a corporate office building. Fast food is quickly becoming unaffordable and is slowly going extinct. I miss the good old days. How are kids supposed to get their heads stuck between the bars anymore and miss out on finding their first turd in the ball pit? Number 9, if you want to know how bad USAID got, it once paid a terrorist college tuition. I guess it was the jihad bill. It makes me wonder how many future terrorist generals are being trained in American universities right now, the way that Osama bin Laden was. But there's a purpose to training them because they run off into the world, destabilizing it and softening it up for US military assets to enter. Moving on, what the hell is happening to men? we have Finster, a former male Minecraft YouTuber. Maybe Minecraft is making men gay. But seriously, men have gone soft because it's a lot easier to live as a woman than it is as a man. And YouTube promotes Finster through their unholy algorithm because the agenda is most likely about weakening men and feminizing them. But do you really blame them with all the man-hating out there these days? Just don't ask me to date one. Number 11, the UK Prime Minister says he's ready to put British troops in Ukraine. What's he doing? Trying to start WW3. I think that if he does this, the US will just sit things out, unlike the last two wars. And Trump will just make peace with Putin. He's also making some wild assumptions that British troops will want to fight for Ukraine. They're more likely to head to Downing Street and start a coup. If the troops actually do go, they'll probably end up fighting North Korean troops. This is who the Englishmen will be fighting for back at home. What a time to be alive. Up next, apparently this used to be a thing. Mail order brides from Vietnam for only $6,000. Guaranteed virgins delivered to your door in 90 days, and if they run away within a year, you get another one for free. Who wouldn't want that deal? I wonder though, is this offer still good or does it require a time machine? If it's valid, I'd like to order 12. This is basically human trafficking before people understood what it even meant. I bet you they won't even give you a refund if the second one runs away. Number 13, DeRay is wondering if you would let her save you if she was a lifeguard. Gazelle says she's pretty sure that she'd let any lifeguard save her if she was drowning. I think this is the first time in my life that I've seen a black lifeguard. If she tries to give me mouth to mouth, I'd rather drown. Looks to me like DEI has finally hit the lifeguard business. We're in serious trouble now. She may be buoyantly challenged, but if by miracles she somehow reaches you at sea, you can always use your booty as a life preserver. Moving on, this woman slept with 600 men in 2024, and now she's looking to settle down and find love. Anyone ready to step up? Because she's practically unused because those look like rookie numbers. I'd step up, but I'm not ready to do so because I don't like wearing hazmat suits during sex. Because this woman is a retired STD collector looking for a victim. For a brief second, I thought she had a webcam attached to her forehead. But seriously, no man likes sloppy 600s. Number 15, imagine my shock. The world's first openly gay Muslim imam was ended in South Africa by the religion of peace. If you didn't see this coming from a mile away, then you're an idiot. It's stories like this one that are the reason that many of the other secretly gay imams are staying in the closet. It's just too damn dangerous to come out. Also remember what the Turkish men used to do with the boys when the Sultan took all the women for his concubines. This guy was probably expecting this outcome and had a martyr complex. Up next, this Jewish man was arrested for shooting at Israeli tourists he mistook for Palestinians in Miami Beach. Why the hell did this happen? I wonder though if this would have actually been considered friendly fire. I'd like to see the way the ADL spins this, but they'll probably just ignore it and move towards attacking me, saying that men going their own way are misogynists, because we refuse to marry. Wah. Number 17, the fans of all the franchises Hollywood has destroyed have stopped caring, and those franchises are dead to us. The studios are paying the DEI executives for wrecking them, while the writers and actors are wrecking their careers. I've only really seen 5 films in the theaters over the last 10 years. Those include Interstellar, Captain America Civil War, Blade Runner 49, Endgame, and The Joker. I didn't feel the urge to see anything else. In the 90s, early 2000s, I'd see a movie twice a month in the theaters. Moving on, Ryan Reynolds looks broken here and not very lively next to his wife Blake Lively. His face screams out, "Get me the hell out of here," with those dead eyes that married men get. He looks like he has rectal cancer, but is trying to find a smile somehow. Either that or he looks like he really wanted to eat another couple bites of his steak and she told the waiter to take it away. But it's lunchtime, so I'm just projecting. His face really says, put me out of my misery. Number 19, this Simfluencer encourages men to wear Adam's apple covers to promote women's rights. Because women wear bras and now men should wear Adam's apples bras for support. We need to reopen the asylums for people that go around telling people that they need a throat bra. This kind of nonsense happens when men have little to no testosterone. What's next? Bras for your balls. Or do tidy whities already count as that? Up next, do you find this body type attractive? I don't. But I'm sure that this body type has never stopped many guys from hitting it. But this is disturbing. That's either a woman on performance-enhancing drugs, making her sterile, or a trans person on performance-enhancing drugs instead. Because everyone knows that a woman doesn't turn into a character from American Gladiators like that naturally. If she finds you attractive, then you need to be a sprinter to get away from her. Number 21 experts issue an urgent warning, as alarming new vorophilia fetish is wanting to be swallowed whole. Welcome to the year 2005. There have been shrinking fetishes where women are shrunken down in Japan and then eating sushi for decades now. I guess people are now only discovering these sorts of eaten alive fetishes. If anyone out there that has this fetish is listening, then does this image from Return of the Jedi make you horny? Vorophilia could also refer to cannibalism. Go look at art by someone named Dolce to see what's been out there for decades now. Moving on, remember guys, that it takes two people to ruin a relationship. So you need to blame her and her mother for raising her the way that she did. And you did nothing wrong. Here's a man using women's strategy against them by refusing to take accountability the way that they do. Women have a collective consciousness, and everything you do they share with the collective, and then decide your fate based on what the hive mind thinks. This guy, if he keeps posting these, will end up being a legend like Javier. Number 23, where do we start with this one? This individual says she's a trans Barbie and her boyfriend isn't gay, and that they're going to have a family together. But of course they can't have kids together unless they use surrogacy and adopt, and that dude is definitely gay. Both of them. Why can't they just accept that this is gay with extra steps? I'll tell you why. Because it's every gay male's fantasy to seduce a straight male. That's their hairy gonad grail. Up next, should Elon Musk hire Geraldo Rivera to livestream the opening of the gold vault at Fort Knox? Yes, it would be epic, and he'd have a chance to redeem himself after opening up Al Capone's safe to find nothing in there, even though it was the most watched special in history. Then again, imagine opening up Fort Knox and not finding any gold on a livestream. But maybe we shouldn't bring Rivera in because last I heard he was a communist. Also, if the gold is in there, it needs to be weighed and x-rayed to make sure that it's not gold-plated tungsten. Number 25 and the last one, what the hell happened to non-binary Demi Lovato? She probably saw that going woke is making her broke and her fans started to disappear. But I know what happened. She's currently engaged to Jordan Lutz and they started dating back in 2022. They broke up and suddenly she changed the way that she looks and they got back together. Her decision wasn't her own. It's all about doing what's most advantageous for her to attract a man. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.